चल चल दो
ओके यू गॉट योर मैपिंग राइट सो द थिंग अबाउट दिस मैपिंग इज हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू आर लेट्स से ऑड साइन इन द राशि एंड ऑड साइन इन दशांश लग्न दैट इज लग्न None of you are an odd sign in both Rashi and Dashamsha?
For what planet?
For the ascendant, Lagna.
No, I'm
You are? You are an odd sign in the Rashi and an odd sign in Dashamsha? Okay. Only one we have over here so far. Which also I, then that case we really need to study your Dashamsha. Because normally you observe people learning a subject like Jyotish would have at least one even. Normally. So we need to study your Dashamsha in more detail to see how accurate the Lagna is. We'll get to know by the end of this class.
I just want to ask something. Suppose you have a planet which is say at 16 degrees 43 minutes, which means the sun is 17th degree. So then it would be counted as the 6th dashamsha, right? With a 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's 15 to 18.
Yes, between 15 to 18.
Yeah,
so that's the 6th dashamsha.
Yeah. Hmm. Alright, that's it. Good. Ask me your questions. Okay. Now, can you tell me next step? Check your dasha. Which dasha are you running? You all know what dasha you are running, right?
Yeah.
Right. Check the planet in your dashamsha or sign and the dashamsha. Are both odd or both even or odd and even or even and odd? I want to know about your dasha that you are running. Okay. I'll start from let us say Savani. You are running Jupiter dasha, right?
Mm-hmm.
According to Vimshottari. So Vimshottari is Jupiter Dasha. So Jupiter is an odd sign. And in Dashamsha?
I haven't done it.
Oh, you haven't done?
Because what I'm getting here is very different from what I get in Jayapura. So I'm thinking, is my math wrong or what am I doing?
Okay, let's hear Jupiter's degree.
Jupiter is 19 degrees something, so which means it should be in the 7th Dashamsha.
Right.
From Aquarius, it says, because that's
odd sign.
So that should be in Leo, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. Yeah. I was having problem with my Moon and Mercury. It's different from what it is in Jayapura.
Okay, we'll do the degrees and then we'll... Okay, so you're under Jupiter Dasha.
Yeah.
And Jupiter is in an odd sign and an odd Dashamsha.
Uh-huh.
Whereas your Lagna is an even sign, and what's the Dashamsha Lagna?
Odd.
Odd sign. Mm-hmm. So it is showing a transformation over there.
Mm-hmm.
Your Lagna itself is showing a transformation, right?
Mm-hmm.
That you are going to transform to one who is total even to one who is odd. That means a more odd energy must come into you.
Mm-hmm.
The transformation is required for you to succeed in your career or professional world. If there is a change in your Lagna from odd to even or even to odd, there is a demand for transformation. If you don't transform, you will not succeed in your career. So what is it telling her? It's telling her that you've got to transform into a different being when you go to work. What you are, when that goes to work, it is not fitting. So Sarbani must become Sara. No, Sara must become Sarbani when she goes to work or whatever.
Actually, I realized this throughout my work life right up to 2000, where I would take up a lot of assignments wherever I was working because they were for people's groups and people's communities. And I thought I should do it free for them because they wanted my service because it's for a cause. And they were human rights groups or environment groups and they didn't have money. So I thought I should do it. And then eventually I realized I was completely without any income because I was doing only that. And I realized I just had to change.
Good. So you see, If it is an even sign in the Rashi chart and an odd sign in the Dashamsa, the first thing that you need to tell the person, you jolly well change your focus from doing just dharma to being a bit more self-focused. What are you getting out of it? If you are not going to get anything out of it, don't do it.
Well, when are they supposed to do the change, or when do you predict the change?
The changeover will normally happen during the dasha of a planet in the dashamsa, lagna, or the lord of the dashamsa, lagna. Who else can bring about that transformation? Nobody else can do it. Either the lord of the dashamsa lagna or a planet in the dashamsa lagna is going to bring about that transformation and that experience for you to change, telling you, hey, don't do this. Okay? So during, she's got Jupiter in the lagna. So during Jupiter dasha, she will have such powerful experiences which will telling her that the way you are at home has to be completely different from you in office. If that doesn't happen, your work life is going to suffer.
I actually have to give up that notion of dharma to the self, that no more of that free because it's people's group or something, so then suddenly you're without money at all.
What are the concepts you have?
It's
more about, see, when I said dharma, okay, like she talked of free, that's one concept. Somebody could have some other concepts about duty, you know. There could be very different concepts about duty. Like my lagna is an even sign in the Rashi and an even sign in the Dashamsha. So what I am at home, what I am is the same. My basic concept is more like an NGO concept, things like that, which is fine. But the Dasha is different. I am under Mercury Dasha, and Mercury is an odd sign in the Rashi chart and an odd sign in the Dashamsha. So Mercury is telling me, hey, you keep thinking like that NGO, free, give up, this thing, stuff, the whole thing is going to crash on your face. It is the Dasha which is hitting me. If that is not, you see, in my case, I have the Rashi and my Dashamsha in one direction. But my Dasha, my present time, is telling, you want to live for this day, you got to do what I say. So you see, the second level of thinking, the second level of thinking is the Dasha that you are running now. So does, the question is the planet in harmony with you or not in harmony with you? Am I being understood? I am seeing at a Dasha in a completely different way. I am not taking lordship, I am not taking anything. I am just comparing me as an individual to a planet stalking something. Right. Let's say you try. What's your lagna in the Rashi and Dashamsha?
It's odd to even.
Odd to even. Transformation from self-focus to giving more, to being more duty-bound. I mean, there are things, like, there must be an aspect of you which is more just duty-focused. That is what the lagna is demanding. Okay, now what is Dasha you're running?
I'm actually at the end of Jupiter, so...
You are at the end of Jupiter. Jupiter in Rashi and Dashamsha?
Jupiter is odd in Rashi and odd in Dashamsha.
So that's self. So that planet is really not helping you to do that transformation. Somewhere deep inside your intelligence, your requirement to succeed in life, to do your karmas, this planet is not able to help you as much. Maybe the next planet which is coming will vibe more with what your lagna really needs. You see what I'm trying to talk about? So it's not important that the planet is exalted, debilitated, Vargotama, this, I'm not important. It is more important that he's in harmony with your brains. You see, this basic level of compatibility of a planet with the Dashamsha must be done to understand how the Dasha is going to be. So during my entire Mercury Dasha, Mercury is going to constantly hit me with his thing saying, hey, either you become selfish or I'm going to hit you again. He's going to keep hitting me. See the point? He's going to do that. Because that is what his way of teaching, what he wants me to change. Do you get the point? So there are two separate levels at which we are going to see the changes as far as this is concerned. Gail, did you get it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we will proceed to the next concept. Attitudes and abilities. Planets and fire signs give pronounced natural abilities. Natural abilities. Mercury in fire sign could become a writer, an author, things like that. While those in water signs are called Brahman Rashis, give abilities that are acquired after study, Brahmana Rashi. Study means study under a teacher. So when you have a planet in a water sign, you need to look for a teacher, good teacher. This we are talking of in Dashamsha.
These are the planets in Dashamsha, not planets in Rashi.
Yeah, planets in D10. The planets in Dashamsha. We are talking of planets in Dashamsha. Because these are skills that you need to do a work or a career. Planets in air signs give skills after study and practice. Just by going to school, you can't become an expert. There are some people who can become experts in Jyotish just by reading books. There are some people who need to go to a teacher and attend a class with Sanjay. Right? Then there are those who need to not only go to school and attend a class with Sanjay, but also need apprenticeship. To sit with him and see how is he doing readings, what is he doing. Okay, then they take up some charts and try out one or two. And then with practice, they become experts. Then there are those who, after doing all that, yet have to work for years and years and years before they actually get the skill. That is the earth science, especially Capricorn. Planets in exaltation show complete acquisition of abilities. When a planet is exalted, or if a planet is debilitated and has Nicha Bhanga, cancellation of debility, then the complete abilities of that planet, the knowledge of that planet is yours. Now the question is there a secret method by which I can cause a planet to get exalted? Even if it is not exalted in my chart. Is that not a fine thing if I could do that? If, let us say, a planet is not exalted in my chart, but I wanted to get exalted, is there a secret method by which I can do it? Yes, there is. And that is called the Mahavidya. When the sun shall transit a sign, which is the exaltation sign of the planet, at that time, if you do the secret mantras of the Mahavidya of that planet, then the planet will start getting behaving as if it is exalted in your chart. For example, where does Mars get exalted? Capricorn. When, at what time is the sun in Capricorn? See the steps I am doing. Step number one, where is Mars exalted? Right? Answer, Capricorn. Please write down the steps so that you can do it for all the planets. Step 1, where is Mars exalted? I asked. Answer was Capricorn. Step 2, when does the sun transit Capricorn? Answer, 15th of January to 15th of February. Step 3, which planet rules the sign which is opposite the signs of Mars? Right? Venus rules both the signs which are opposite the signs of Mars. So, the tithi should be that of Venus. So, now I know the month when I should do the sadhana, and I know the tithi when I should start the sadhana. Which are the tithis of Venus?
Chaturdashi
and Shashti. Among these two tithis, which is a darker tithi? Chaturdashi on the Krishna Paksha is the darkest. So I will pick that tithi. So, when the sun is in Capricorn, on the night of the dark half, when the moon shall be in Chaturdashi, I will start the mantras of Bagalamukhi, and then I shall have the Mahavidya. Did you know how to calculate now? Can you do the same calculation of a Mahavidya date choice for any other devata? So, today I have taught you one of the biggest secrets of the Mahavidyas, of how to choose a date to start the sadhana. And it must be the dark half, because dark half has more tamas. The more tamas there is there, you will go in and convert that into light. So tamas will get out of your life. The darkness will get out of your life.
If a planet is exalted in weekend.
It is not exalted. We are trying to make it exalted by this.
So this is a remedy to your dasamsha problem.
It is a permanent remedy for the graha. Because you will have the complete knowledge. If you have the complete knowledge, you will not cry anymore. Somebody wants to have the complete knowledge of Jupiter. Mahavidya of Jupiter. Mahavidya means complete knowledge, right? Complete knowledge of Jupiter. Jupiter, so what I will do? Which sign is step number one? Which sign is Jupiter exalted?
Cancer.
Cancer, good. So when is the sun in Cancer?
July
15 to August 15, Sankranti to Sankranti. Okay, then after that, which is the planet which rules the signs opposite to those of Jupiter? Mercury. Right? Which cities are ruled by Mercury? Dwadashi and?
Chaturthi.
Good. Among these two, which is the darker one? Dwadashi. So on Krishna Dwadashi, on the month when the sun shall be in Karka Rashi, you can start the Mahavidya of Ugratara. Am I being clearly understood?
So what is the actual work that you do? You're just doing mantras?
There is sadhana. There is a full sadhana.
Okay.
You are going to learn the sadhana, one of them. Yes.
How does it work? For signs, where the signs opposite are ruled by two different planets, like for Saturn or Saturn.
You can choose one. We can choose any one.
And do you use the darker one?
Better to use darker one for Mahavidya. For example, for Kali, Sunday is a very good day to be Kali. Why? Because Sun rules the sign opposite that of Saturn. Mula Trikona of Saturn is Aquarius. Right? Among the two signs of Saturn, Saturn is stronger in Aquarius. Not stronger in Capricorn. So we choose Aquarius. I prefer Aquarius. Let's take the darkest one. It's Aquarius. So then I pick everything opposite. The Leo. All the energies of Leo I will pick up to make my choices. Kalika. Okay, am I being understood? That is why Kali is like a thousand suns. Am I being understood clearly? What is the principle involved in the entire Mahavidya? Okay. Now, when the planet is exalted, then also you can get the complete acquisition of the abilities. Now, also when they have cancelled, so such planets can bring great success if careers indicated by them are pursued. That is the Srimanta Yoga. For example, let us say you have the sun exalted. You could be a very good politician. Very good leader. If you have moon exalted, very good in hotel management, hotel thing, moon, anything related to the moon, you will be successful. Jupiter exalted, anything related to Jupiter, you will be successful. Then Mercury exalted, writing. So I am now talking of two things. Earlier, I am talking of signs as well as the exaltation and the debilitation. Okay? And then, attitude depends on the houses occupied by the planets. The third thing, the houses. What we call changing. You know, after blending these two factors, then we talk of changing attitudes. And the Lagna Lord, that is your intrinsic attitude. If your Lagna Lord is in the ninth house, for example. Why, ninth is the house of boss, right? Ninth is the house of father. But in the office, who is the father? It's your boss. So, you become your own boss. You want to be your own boss. So, the attitude is different from the Lagna Lord in the fifth, where you want to be your own servant, where you want to be your own subordinate.
Okay, the planet and the lagna of the D10, does that override the lagna lord? Or do you use both?
No, lagna lord is you. The lagna lord is you. The planet and the lagna is somebody else sitting on your head. There's a difference between the two, you see. Fifth lord in lagna, your juniors are always sitting on your head. Ninth lord in lagna, boss is on your head all the time. Seventh lord in lagna, spouse is on your head all the time. Lagna lord in seventh, you are on the spouse's head all the time. See that? Who is on whose head? Think of it like that. It's always like that. Okay. Let's go to the next slide. Okay. Now the houses of Dashamsha. This is interesting. Because when we talk of houses, the most important house is for Karya Bhava or the action house, which is the every Varga chart, every D chart has called Karya Bhava. That is the most important house of the divisional chart. In the Navamsha, which is the most important house? Navamsha is 10th house most important. Navamsha is 7th house or 9th house. Right? If we are looking at Navamsha for spouses, the 7th house becomes the Karya Bhava. If I am looking at Navamsha for my dharma, my abilities, my duties, my spirituality, it is 9th house. So Navamsha has two Karya Bhavas. Dashamsha, the 10th house is the Karya Bhava. Everything is focused on the 10th house. 10th house becomes supremely important. The Karaka for the 10th house. There are four Karakas for 10th house. Mercury is the Karaka of what? What does Mercury indicate in the 10th house?
Skills.
The skills. What else? The learning that you have. Skills that you have got naturally as well as those acquired. That you have been trained for. That's why Mercury is for training, learning. That's why it's a planet for learning. So by learning and training you can get skills. You can improve Mercury by training and learning. Sun. Sun is the boss. Sun is the king. He is the one who decides what work you will do. He is like the owner of the company who decides, okay, Freedom works here, Sanjay works here, this one works there, that one works there. He is the sun. Sun is the one who gives the job. The giver of the job is the sun. But the sun will give you a job based upon the skills that you have. Am I clear? If you don't have any skills for the organization, the sun cannot give you the job. So the primary Karaka is Mercury. So therefore the first and the most important significator is Mercury. And that is why your skills and your abilities are very important. Then comes the sun, which based upon your skills and abilities is giving you the job. Then comes Saturn, which shows you doing the job. Saturn is your labor. It is your effort. It is you doing the job. How much effort are you putting, or are you sleeping in office? Are you playing video games when you should be writing your stuff? Are you doing Jyotish in office? You know, those things. Saturn, it's a focus. How hard are you working? How much are you focused? How do you work? Then Jupiter, the fruits of the work. Whether the fruits are good or bad. Tasteful, distasteful, poisonous. You are getting a gold medal, you are getting a promotion because of this work. What is it that you are getting because of the work? That Jupiter will decide. So that is the order of the significators. Mercury, Sun, Saturn, Jupiter. And you now understand why that order is given. Clear? Okay. The sixth house is the house of service. Of actual labor, of work, and it has one significator, that is Saturn. The seventh house in the Dashamsha has one significator, only one, which is Mercury. He is the significator of business. All business is done with only one motive, money. If you are not earning money, you are not doing business. As simple as that. There is only one significator for the seventh house. For the sixth house, there is only one factor that works. How much can you work? How well can you work? How dedicated are you to your work? See my point? Work is the focus. Sixth house. So basically, in the Dashamsa, Saturn and Mercury are in battle. You can see carefully. The real battle is between Saturn and Mercury. Saturn would like everybody in this world to be doing service, whereas Mercury would like everybody in this world to be doing business. Okay? And the battle is between the sixth house and the seventh house. And one of the two you have to choose. Trikona, trines. Dharma Trikona or Nature Trinity. 159, they show the self. The first house is the self, fifth house is the subordinates, and the ninth is the boss. It is called the lineage trine. It is called the lineage trine. The father, self and the son. The same concept is extended to the self, the boss, self and the junior or the subordinate. Artha Trikona. Artha Trikona are the houses called the status trinity. They are the 10, 2 and 6. 10th house is the work. Your status is based upon what you what are you working as. For example, there are many people who work in the White House, and there is no doubt that the status of the president is that is the highest. Do you agree on that? That is because what he is doing is different from what somebody else is doing in the same place. What you are doing decides your status. That is the 10th house. Second house is the resources that are available for what you are doing. Whereas sixth house is your assistance. How many people are helping you to do your work? It is basically your work, but other people are helping you. There is a difference between fifth house and sixth house. Can you see that over there? Fifth house are your subordinates in the line of hierarchy, whereas sixth house are the staff. For example, let's talk of engineers. Okay? I'll give a small example. Somebody is a, let us say, an engineer. Let's say the self is an engineer. Senior engineer. Say I am a senior engineer working in a company. My boss is the chief engineer. See that? Chief engineer, bigger status, is higher than senior engineer. And my subordinates are the junior engineers. So chief engineer, senior engineer and junior engineers are the three in the lineage of the engineers. But then I as a senior engineer may be, let us say, given a car and a driver. The driver has nothing to do with my engineering functions. He's just helping me to drive up and down because government may feel that, oh, I don't want my engineers to get tired driving up and down. So then that becomes a staff function. They are helping me in my work, but they are not doing my work. Do you see the difference between a sixth house and a fifth house? Like for example, I could be given somebody to do my typing. So I could be making dictations, they could take down notes and go and type it out for me. That is again a staff function. Because I am supposed to type it, somebody else is only helping me type it. That's a staff function. That's a sixth house. So if Lagna Lord goes to the sixth house in a D10, the person is very good in staff function. If the Lagna Lord is in the fifth house, that means it's a part of the 159 trine. The person is not good in staff functions. Am I being clearly understood? Somebody says, I'd like to learn typing. Do you think I can learn typing and become a good stenographer and maybe an assistant or something like that? Like Amrita, you do that, right? You have a very good staff function in one of the top banks. Now for that, your sixth house in the D10 has to be what is giving you that job.
Virgo
with Jupiter in it. Virgo is a bank, right? And Jupiter is giving you the job. You see my point? Do you understand what this function is? Because it's a staff function. It's all about... See, this D chart has all these things about society. Ahankara, egos, everything comes into play over here. You've got to be very careful and dispassionate if you want to succeed. Then comes Kama Trikona. Kama Trikona is the desire trinity. Because business is based upon desire. If you don't have a strong desire, you can't do business. Businessmen don't get moksha. I'll be clear on that. Because the focus is so much on money, it's impossible for them to dissociate between money and be purely to spirituality. Okay? Seventh is the house of business, per se. 11th is the house of gains and profit. 3rd is the houses where you have agreements. You sign your agreements. So for businessmen, these three houses become crucial. 7, 3 and 11. You must look at these houses, 7, 11 and 3, in a businessman's chart. Look at the 7th house very carefully. The 11th house, how much is he business focused or gains focused? Not only businessmen, people who are working as independent professionals, like consultants, like why as a Jyotishi when I'm seeing somebody's horoscope. At that point of time, I am in this trine, Kama Trikona. Independent consultants, doctors who are private, doctors who are practicing privately, not like employed in a hospital. The moment they are employed in a hospital, they come into this. But the moment they are working independently, it comes over here. So you've got to be very careful which houses to look at. Moksha Trikona, this is the spiritual trinity. Fourth house is the office, the place where you are working, the physical place. You can describe somebody's office. You can tell them what kind of a room they have, which direction the desk is facing, things like that, based upon the Moksha Trikona, fourth house. Your retirement is the 8th house. What is retirement all about? I am not going to work anymore, I have made enough. It is the 8th house is the 11th house called Harabhava. 11th is Hara of the 10th house. Where your work finishes, you got enough. You don't need to work more. So you can retire. 12th house is the house of journeys as well as losses for businessmen. So you've got to be, in a positive sense, it's a journey. In a negative sense, it can be a loss. Okay, so this gives you a broad gist of the houses as I'm looking at them in trines. Okay?
Is this why you said before that sales and marketing is the 12th house? Because salesmen have to go travel to your clients.
That's right.
And then marketing is always just the loss out of your business.
You may never get a return off.
Okay.
And it's all about giving. Marketing people are always trying to give something. Have you seen? Take it, take it, take it. The attitude is all giving. You got to take it. This is so important for you. This is must for you. Take it. It's giving. It's the 12th house. They're giving. It's all about 12th house. It's like self-undoing. Lagna is truth. So 12th house is untruth. You know what happens in that giving, giving, giving? You start pushing so hard that sometimes you forget that you are not speaking the truth. So marketing could be a bunch of lies also that you are telling to people. I don't want anybody who is into marketing line to think wrong. But if you see very calmly, it is possible that while marketing, you may believe that what you are saying is 100% true. And if you don't believe it, you cannot do the marketing. But in reality, there could be a lot of lies in it. Have you seen the people who are advertising for Coca-Cola or something? I mean, you can see the lies that are printed over there. But that is marketing. That is all about it. Otherwise, why do you need to market it? Nobody has to market milk. Do you have to market milk? No, the world needs milk. They know it. Something good, you don't have to market. Okay. Eric Babu. Now, this is this is something. I prepared this for you also that you will see how it is, because when you use these words, you will get to understand the houses better. These are the houses in the Dashan Chitra. The first house is your ideals, your principles. How high are your ideals? Your Lagna, Lagna Lord, will decide how high your ideals are. If the Lagna Lord is exalted, very idealistic. You have very high dreams. If the Lagna Lord gets debilitated, then ideals are zero. Generally, you observe, ideals are very high in the emotion trine. You know which is the emotion trines? The water trines and the earth. Water, earth axis is very high in emotion or low in emotion. And when we talk of principles, it is fire and wind. Fire has a lot of principles. Wind has no principles. Emotions are very high in water. Ideals are very high in water. Ideals are very low in earth. So, not only are we talking of exaltation, debilitation, we are also talking of the nature of the sign. If the Lagna Lord is in water sign, the person could be very idealistic, but not very principled. Now, this is something which the Western psychiatrists or psychologists may not agree with me. According to them, those who are idealistic are also very principled. Or those who are principled are automatically idealistic. Which in our tradition is no. You can be very principled, but that doesn't mean that you are very idealistic. Because to be principled, you also have to be emotionless. I'll give you an example. There was a king called Raja Harishchandra. In the olden days, there was a king called King Harishchandra, Raja Harishchandra. Because of the curse of Vishwamitra, he fell under very bad days. Such bad days that the king had to become what they call a chandala, that means one who looks after the burning huts, you know, where people die, like a cemetery, where people die, then you are buried over here. There in India they are burnt. So he looks after the burning huts. His own son died. And when his wife came with the son's body to burn it, he refused to allow her to do that. Because as per the rules, the principles, he has to collect tax from her and then only allow her to burn the child in that cemetery. Do you understand what I am trying to say? In that real life example, you will see Raja Harishchandra was embodiment of truth and principle. Even the dead body of his own son, he did not allow it to be cremated. Totally incorruptible. Because his job was to collect the tax too and then allow them to burn the bodies. Is that, what would you say? Inhuman, right? I mean, when I read that for the first time, I just could not digest it. I said, this is wrong. I mean, he's the father, he's responsible, he can do this. Right? Why did I do that? Because my Lagna Lord is in Cancer. Do you see? So you see, it's a water sign. It's all emotions. It's all ideal situation. Which refuses to accept the fire signs, this is the rule. You've got to listen to this rule. So you see the water and fire clashing over there. So ideals and principles do not go hand in hand. Did you understand the difference?
Right.
How much of ideal is there will depend upon Cancer and Capricorn. Cancer has the highest amount of ideals, Capricorn has the least amount of ideals. Aries has the highest amount of principles, Libra has the least amount of principles. Generally as a proportion. That's why Libra is superb for businessmen. Do you see the point? Okay. Now, ideals and principles, it is what we are. And it is our reputation at work. How good we are in our work. Are we experts? Do the people think that we are very good in our work? What do people think about our work? Will depend upon the Lagna Lord of the Dashamsha. The Lagna in the Dashamsha. Do malefics aspect this Lagna? If malefics aspect this Lagna, there will be some people who will have a bad word about you when it comes to work. Okay? If benefics aspects the Lagna, there will be people who will have a lot of good word for you. Yeah?
Now, I also thought your reputation at work was 10th from your Widow Lagna in the Rasi chart. Do you use both?
As I told you, Whitney Houston and I share the same Rasi chart. So I am trying to get a focus on the Dashamsha. The idea is to really understand Dashamsha, because Dashamsha tells us the nitty-gritty of what's happening. The Rashi chart is me reacting to things. Not the world manifesting around me. This is the world I have no control over here. In Dashamsha, I have no control. In Rashi, I have full control. Am I being understood? Because this is the environment. Rashi is me. Okay. What we are? Second house. The second house is the wealth, the money, the resources that are available. It is what we own, our finances. What we own. This is mine. This is me. This is mine to use for doing my work. Okay? That second house is all about resources that are available to do what you are doing. And this is exactly the opposite as the first. In the first, we talked of ideals and principles. Ideals were high in water signs and principles were high in fire signs and low opposite. In wealth, wealth is highest in earth signs. There is, the earth is abundant in wealth. The earth is abundant in wealth. So earth signs have a lot of wealth. Whereas water signs have no wealth. And when it comes to, when I say wealth, I am talking of really more material resources, right? There is a wealth of other resources also that are non-material, like people's wealth. Wealth of friends. Wealth of opportunity. Right? The wealth of all that is very high in Libra. Opportunities galore in Libra, but are zero in Aries. Imagine trying to look for a job of a, let's say, accountant with Queen Victor, with the Queen of England. How many accountants do you think she can employ? Personally, how many? As compared to, let's say, New York, how many accountants do you think will be there in New York? Are you understanding the difference that I'm talking about? The opportunities galore in the marketplace that is Libra. Where there is a bigger market, more opportunity will be there. It's Libra. Huge opportunity is there in Libra. Aries, top of a mountain, no opportunity. So, what we are talking in the second house is exactly opposite of what we are talking in the first house. For the second house, wind sign and earth signs are good. Wind signs is more opportunity. Earth signs is more money. Water signs is low in money. Am I being understood?
So if we start the dasha of a planet in Aries, does that mean the person will have less opportunities?
Less opportunities, depending on which, whether it is involved with the second house or not. If it is not involved with the second house, how can we say that?
Okay.
If the planet is, let's say, second lord, and then it is in Aries, and then you run the dasha, the opportunities could go down. Whereas if it is the lord of the eighth house, and it is in Aries, then it will increase opportunities. Because eighth is like opposite of second. See that? Now third house is the house of enterprise. It is leave and vacations. Isn't that a bit strange? For businessmen, it is enterprise. Because businessmen do well when they have finished one work and are focusing on a new work. Whereas for the man who is in job, it is a hard time to take a small vacation, to take a break, take a leave. Why is the third house for small leave?
Short journey.
Why? Because it's a short journey, that's why it is for vacation, is it? No. It is eighth from the eighth. Eighth is the house of retirement. So eighth from the eighth is retirement practice. That what will you do when you retire is what you practice, right? I want to go on a holiday, I want to go here, I want to go there. After you retire, you can do that all the time. So third house is eighth from the eighth. That is why it is so. Okay, fourth house is the work environment or area. Where to work? Where shall I work? Should I work in India? Should I work here? Should I work there? Should I work inside a temple or should I work in a corporate office? Should I work in a place, in a house made of glass or should I work in a house made of stone? Where should I work? That is all fourth house. All those questions are answered in the fourth house. For example, Jupiter in the fourth house. You can tell the person, ensure that you have a lot of wood in the place where you are working. The sun in the fourth house. Try to work near a temple or a church. This is the place. Where are you working? Where to work from? Moon in the fourth house. It is better if you work at home. Or let's say fourth lord in the tenth. Better to work at home. Like that. Fourth lord in Pisces, work in hospitals. Pisces has to do with hospitals or jails. Right. Now, fifth house, the knowledge and the subordinate. It is what we know. Somebody is a subordinate to you because you know more than the person. Remember, if at any point of time, any of your juniors gets to know more about the subject than you, he will no longer respect you as a senior. This is the truth of life. So fifth house is what you know. So that means if a planet is in the fifth house, you have an opportunity to get its knowledge. Let us say somebody has sun in the fifth house. That means he can have very good knowledge about politics. Jupiter in the fifth house, mantra shastra, Vedas, Vedic knowledge, Jupiter is very good in fifth. Mercury in the fifth, Mimamsa, like that. Knowledge of every kind is seen from the planets, nature of the planets. Okay? Then subordinates are also seen in the fifth house. If you have too many malefic planets in the fifth house, you will have trouble from subordinates. If you are malefic in the ninth house, then you will have problems with the bosses. Sixth house, service, staff and the jobs that you are doing, exact jobs that you are doing. Seventh house is for business, is for partner and for self-employment. Who to work with? Who is the person with whom I should work? Should I work with a man? Should I work with a woman? Should I work with a cow? Should I work with whom? Should I have a partnership? That is seen from the seventh house. You know, this knowledge we use in advising in India. Sometimes a businessman comes and says, my business is not doing well. I'm having partnership problems, this, that. I straight away know, oh, it's a seventh house problem. Seventh house is also business, seventh house is also partnership. Then what do? I look at the seventh house in the Dashamsha. Is there a planet over there? If there is a planet over there, I tell him, go find a temple of that devata, a deity related to the planet. Let's say Mars is in seventh house. Then I will tell him, go and find a Hanuman temple. In the Hanuman temple, you make a mental partnership between you and Hanumanji. First. And tell him, from all the profit that I will make, I will give you 5%. Sir, does it have meaning? No problem, try it. But you must be truthful to what you are doing. Somebody says, I have lots of problems in the mess. I want to do an export business. Rahu, Balaji, go to Balaji and make him a partner. Like that, you know. And people in India actually do it. And then what happens? The businesses turn around. And they start making profit. And they make so much money. That is why the temple like Balaji, you know, in South India, most of the people take Balaji as a partner. If you know the daily earnings of Balaji, daily earnings of a temple, Tirupati Balaji, got any idea how much it is? How much is 25 crores? It's a lot, 100 lakh money?
250 lakh.
250 million, right? In rupees.
Yeah, 250
so,
lakhs. Yeah,
2500
lakhs. 2500 lakhs. 100 lakhs is 1 crore. 2500 lakhs, that is 250 million rupees. So, a million rupees divided by 40, roughly is how much?
$500,000.
$6 million.
Okay.
$1 million is approximately 4 crores. 1 million is 4 crores. So 6 fours are 24 crores. So roughly $6 to $7 million per day is the earnings of the temple. Not any idea? You think this remedy does not work?
It works.
That is why people give like that. There's a thing called the hundi, you know, where they go and give their partnership money.
It's called hundi?
Hundi. There's a place called the hundi where they put the partnership money inside. My entire Odisha, Andhra, all the that. Okay. So did you understand about partnership? If you have a partnership in God, you have blind faith in God. When you learn to have blind faith in God with your new partner, then you will have that blind faith with your other partners. The way you respect God, you will learn to respect your other partners. You will start treating them with respect. They will also treat you with respect. Your business you will treat as if it is a business between you and God. So your relationship with the business will get out of that tamasic level to a very sattvic level. You will respect your business and work. You will respect your partners. And that is going to have such a beautiful atmosphere where the business will bloom. 90% of businesses collapse because the atmosphere is bad. Always, because somewhere, some tamas within each one of us comes out. We are all human beings in the end of the day. So we need a divine intervention to help us. So this remedy works. Okay. Retirement, loans, insurance. When to stop? 8th house, remember, when to stop. 8th house will tell us when to stop working. Now, how to apply this on a long term? On a long term, you can say, we use this information for when to retire from work. We use this information to find out if there is going to be an accident that will prevent somebody from working anymore. There could be somebody had an accident. Who was that who had an accident and couldn't work anymore? That Superman? Christopher Reeve. Like that, somebody can have an accident and stop working anymore. What is it that tells you that you've got to stop now? Right. So, the lord of that house or the planets in that house will tell when to stop. Let us say, I have Venus ruling the 8th house in my Dashamsha. Or somebody has Venus ruling the 8th house. the moment Venus-related problems crop up, you stop. It tells you, this is it, this is over. Am I being understood? When to stop working, it is very important that you understand when to stop. If you don't learn when to stop, the punishment can be very harsh. Am I being understood? Let us say somebody has Venus in the 8th house in the Dashamsha. Let us say somebody has Mars in the 8th house in the Dashamsha. Mars is fighting debts. The moment you get into debts, the moment you start fighting and things like that, stop working. Don't work over there anymore. It's like the energy is telling you. It's like, you know, all the dashas we are calculating. But if you just understand the stars, you don't have to do so much calculations. You can just understand this is there in the 8th house in this chart. This has happened. That means it's got to stop. It's as simple as that. Before things go from bad to worse, before things reach a situation where it will be complete hell, stop it now. You got to learn. This is important. You as Jyotishis must learn when to stop something. Learning to start is as important as learning to stop. Nothing in this world is perpetual. Nothing. The biggest of businesses, there are very few businesses which have run over hundreds of years. Like General Electric, right? One of the top ones. We will do very, one of these days we will do the chart of General Electric and Microsoft and things like that. But you got to understand, most businesses start one day and stop one day. It is very important to know when to start and when to stop. If you drag on more than the period of stopping, the entire profit that you have made will go to the dogs. You will just lose everything you made. Because you didn't know when to stop. This is such an important information. All nimittas are from the 8th house. When to stop. 9th house. Who to listen to? Who must I listen to? It's your boss that you must listen to. It's your consultant, your guide, your teacher. They are all 9th house. Your father, they are 9th house. Depending upon who is there in the 9th house for you at a point of time. If you don't listen to him, you are missing out good wisdom. Tenth house, status, success and the work. It is the work definition itself, and that work definition defines your status. What exact work are you doing? Are you deciding whether America is going to increase its outsourcing? If you are, then you must be the president. What decisions are you making? At what level is your decision making involved? That is your 10th house. That decides your 10th house. 11th house are your colleagues, your friends and your resources. This is who will support you. And these are your secret supporters. They will not openly support you. People who will openly support you are 5th house. People who will secretly support you are your 11th house. 11th house is a secret house, remember that. Just like your... Did you know that 11th house is a secret house? No? Ah. The 11th and 12th house are the secret houses. 5th house is those who support you openly. 11th house is those who support you secretly. 6th house is those who are inimical to you openly. 12th house is those who are inimical to you secretly.
What about malefics in the 11th?
Malefics in the 11th are your secret supporters. If you pray to them, they will become secret enemies to your secret enemies. Right? So they become your best friends really. There is nothing like having a Saturn or a Mars or a Rahu in the 11th house. Nothing like it, believe me. You know the power of those planets in the 11th house? I'll give you, you know how we calculate it? It's a very simple. My tradition has a very simple rule for everything. You count 3 from them. like 11, 12, 1, right? 11th house, 12th house, 1st house. 1, 2, 3. So now we count 3 from there. Let us say Saturn. Saturn then, in the order of the planets, it comes Saturn,
Rahu,
and then
Ketu.
So if Saturn is in the 11th house, it is like Ketu in Lagna. It gives you the power of Ketu in Lagna. That means the brains of Ganesh. Okay? If Rahu is in the 11th house, it is Rahu, Ketu, Surya. If Rahu is in 11th house, the brains of the sun come to you. Well, Lagna is brain when it comes to 11th house. Then let us say you have Ketu in the 11th house. Then it comes Ketu, sun, moon. So if Ketu is in the 11th house, it is highly beneficial. It is like the complete blessings of the beautiful moon on your first house. Okay? Let us see Mars in the 11th house. It becomes Mars, then Mercury, then Jupiter. Wow. Did you get my point? Why malefics in the 11th house are very good? This is their overall impact. Interesting, isn't it?
So do you only do this with the 11th house, or does this apply to planets in every house you go for?
11th house. Interesting question. No, you can check, but right now you got that which is required to know. You will get more later when the time comes. So you can put that question over there. Don't forget to put that question over there. And please put a question mark after that. Okay? So now status, colleagues, friends, resources. You see that? The secret enemy to the secret enemy is your secret friend. The 11th house. If Mars is in 11th, he will take all the properties out from your secret enemies and give it to you. If Saturn is in 11th house, he will take the longevity out of the enemy and give it to you. Dirgha, Ayush. So that's how it does. 12th house, expenses, foreign, freedom. Why did I use the word freedom for 12th house? Moksha, but also bandhana, also bondage. So bondage and freedom are a together concept. It's like a volume control, you know. So when the volume control is at the bottom, it's more bondage. When it's at the top, it's more freedom. So it's like a volume control thing, where when one goes down, the other goes up. Spectrum is the more right word. Okay, spectrum, fine. That's right. They are both interlinked. It's like a, what we call tarazu, you know? When one goes up, balance, scale. When one goes up, the other goes down. It's like that. Both cannot be up at the same time. It's all 12th house. Expenses for business and foreign for business. Liabilities. It's our responsibility. What we are responsible for. You have to be responsible. Your secret enemies are looking at your areas where you have to take responsibilities. Where you have to own up. Okay? Eric Babu? We have time for lunch, right? Whatever you want to break for lunch.
What time is it?
12:30. What time do you have breakfast, Gail?
I didn't have breakfast.
Okay. I could guess. I'm not careful, you know? I could feel that she had breakfast very early or something, you know? Something like that. Yeah. So, okay, these are the houses for business. We'll just finish, quickly go through these two slides and then we break for lunch. The first house is self-fame. Now, I have made two columns, as you can see in this. The first column is the house itself, and the second column is the lord of the house. There is a subtle difference sometimes, and you can see that. For example, the first house is self-fame, that which is bringing you your fame, that which is giving you a more self-focus. Whereas the lord of that house has to do with the attitude to business or work and your motives behind what you are doing. The second house is for investment. Now these are houses for business. The houses for jobs or service is different. The same 12 houses will have a total different meaning for somebody who is in a job or in a career. Second house is investment, and the lord of this second house will give the sources of investment. The third house is agreements, communication. And the lord of the third house shows the short journeys and your transportation and things like that. The fourth house is seen for properties, the office where the business is located. Whereas the fourth house, the lord of the fourth house is your personal secretary, somebody you trust very closely, who knows not only your personal things but also your office things, somebody very close, somebody very crucial, fourth house. That one person can make your life very good in the office or very miserable in office. Your happiness and little happinesses and sorrows that you get in the office will really depend upon that personal secretary. The fifth house, all employees. In a business chart, all employees come in the fifth house. The lord of the fifth house will show your immediate subordinates, the one you interact with on a day-to-day basis. You know? The sixth house are all the staff functions that are involved. But the lord of the sixth house are the enemies that are causing damage to the business. You see, the staff and the enemies are opposite. The sixth house and the sixth lord are opposite things altogether. The sixth lord is the problem, not the sixth house. Am I clear in this?
Yeah, in a project chart I did for a job I went to work for, I looked in the detail and he had Rahu in Scorpio. And I said, this guy, his employees are stealing from him. And that's what they were doing. They were walking out the back door with alcohol. They were just, you know, and his business, he couldn't hang on to anything. He was like slippery slope. Yeah, you know, I don't want that anymore.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you see that? And the seventh house is your business, your trade, your commerce. What business are you doing? What are you trading or are you manufacturing? And what are the commerce and how is the commerce growing? It's the lord of the seventh house will give you partners. The seventh house is not your partners. The lord of the seventh house is your partners. Okay. Eighth house is the loans and debts, which actually is good for business. If you are getting a huge loan for your business, you are a big businessman. The business is doing very well. If you get $1 billion, it's a huge business. $10 billion, even bigger business. See, the status of the business, see, from the house of business, which is the house of business? Seventh house. Eighth house is second, right? So the larger the loan, the bigger the business. Am I being understood? Eighth house is second from the seventh. So big loan is good for big business. Small loan is good for small business. So loans are very important. The eighth house must be highly beneficial for a person who is getting into business. If the eighth house is not beneficial, don't get into business. The decision to get into business or not to get into business is really not based on seventh house, it's based upon the eighth house. If you have a good eighth house, get into business, no problems. You will always get out of it also without killing yourself. If eighth house is bad and you got into business, you had it. Okay? Now the lord of the eighth house, unforeseen troubles, your insurance claims. Ninth house is the government laws, international, the world. You know, you are looking at business from a world perspective. Like, let's say, we're talking of Microsoft. Microsoft is not a tiny, minor business selling the cheese in some Switzerland or something like that. It is something, it's huge, right? It's going across the world. It is contacting and touching the lives of people all over the world. It is touching governments. It is touching major decision makers everywhere. Something like that must have the person, Gates. We need to see the 9th house in the chart of Bill Gates. Do you agree on that? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You want to become Bill Gates? Look at your 9th house. If you want to become that big in business, the house of bigness is all over the world, is 9th house. It's also consultants, advisors, guides. Okay, 10th house is the chairman and the leaders. Those whom you tend to imbibe, those whom you are copying, your ideals. Have a picture of this person or the planet. If there's a planet in the 10th house, then a picture of that deity of that planet in your workplace. Then your workplace will always succeed. You remove that picture, maybe your chairman will walk out. You see the point? 11th house is gains and profit, 12th house is expense losses. This is easy. This is the same for normal. Okay, next slide. Now, house significations for jobs. You can see the first house is almost the same. Self, fame, attitude to work and motives. Right? The second house here is only resources, but the lord of the second house is group. You see, this is where the difference is. Which group do you belong to? Do you belong to Saturn group? Do you belong to Mars group in your office? Which group do you belong to? You know, there are groups in big offices, there are many groups, right? There's a lot of groupism, whether you like it or not. What we call the grapevine. And these groups are very important pressure groups. So which group do you belong to? How can you ensure that your group working is good? That is from second house. If the second lord is weak, debilitated, marana karaka, then you don't want to belong to any group. But, and then you will have problems from groups also. Other groups will start doubting your intentions. Hey man, what's he thinking? He thinks he's too big shot, he can't sit with us. But when you sit with a certain group, those group members protect you from the members of the other groups. Because the groups tend to become hostile towards each other and yet friendly to each other. I mean, there is a strange interaction among groups, what we call group dynamics. Third house is the house for journeys, and your third lord, third house, leave, holidays. Fourth house is exactly office only. There's no property, it's office. And of course, personal secretary. Fifth house is seen for promotions and power. And the fifth lord for juniors and your subordinate. Because promotion becomes an important factor as far as service and career is concerned. And the stronger the fifth house, the higher promotion, the more power you wield as you go up. Sixth house is staff functions. And sixth lord is staff support. If the sixth lord is involved in Viparita Raj Yoga or things like that, your staff will support you like anything. I mean, really, a sixth lord can make a lot of difference in your chart and work. The seventh house has to do with colleagues and the seventh lord PR at work. If there are malefic planets in the seventh house, you will have hostile colleagues. You will have hostility in office for reasons you can't understand. Somebody could simply be jealous of your shoes. And you can't do anything about it. Okay? And the seventh lord will show how is your PR at work. If the seventh PR, public relationship. If the seventh lord is a planet like Mercury, you will always be pleasing, Soumya, always trying to please everybody. If it is Jupiter, you will be giving a lot of wisdom, a lot of goodness into the office. If the seventh lord is Mars, you are always challenging everybody in the office. Seventh Lord Saturn. They are always criticizing everybody in office. Your how are you for the organization will depend upon your seventh lord and not Lagna lord. If you have malefic planet who is the lord of the seventh house, I'm talking lord, especially lord, your PR at work is very bad. And that can cause serious problems. If a malefic is in the seventh house, then other people are attacking you. See, there are two separate issues involved. Seventh lord and seventh house. Okay? Eighth house, retirement, job loss. Eighth lord, unforeseen troubles. The ninth house is the boss, no doubt on that. Ninth lord is advisors, guides, you know, suddenly you have a godfather in office. Some other department helps you. 10,000 is the company itself. 10th lord is your personal success in the company. To what extent are you really comfortable in that company? 11th house is your friends in your group. You see, 11th house is in Kendra to 2nd house. You see, the group, 2nd lord is the group. 11th house is but friends in the group. 11th lord is training and development. If the 11th lord is very favorable, you will have good training, you will develop, you will increase your skills. And then 11th house and 5th house is promotion, right? So when you have a lot of training and a lot of good development, you will get promotions and power. 12th house is secret enemies in the group. And 12th lord is mistakes and your inability.
What if you have benefits in the 12th?
If you have benefits in the 12th house, then it is possible, depending upon the situation, it can mean that your secret enemies will soften, calm down, give up, they will not pursue you. And it can also mean that you are not, generally benefits in the 12th house is a big blessing. A single benefic planet in the 12th house is a huge blessing. It can completely remove secret enemies. People who have a wrong feeling about you, you could change them completely if you have a benefic in the 12th house. If you have a malefic in the 12th house, it can become terrible. Very powerful secret enemies. Okay. Time to break for lunch. And we meet in 1 hour's time. Okay? Because we have a long way to go. 1 hour should be sufficient, right, for lunch? Okay.